It's Backstage Pass with Steve Ryan. And here's your host, Steve Ryan.
It's Backstage Pass with Steve Ryan, and what a thrill and an honor. He is a national treasure in the UK. He is Marty Wilde, and he is on with us today. Marty, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well, Steve.
I had heard that you were getting ready to do some exciting things, and so I wanted to have a conversation with you and talk about some things that you have coming up. But before we get to that, I just kind of wanted to go over a little bit of your history. I mean, Marty, you were doing rock and roll before the Beatles. I mean, you were certainly a pioneer of rock and roll, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And after the time, you know, I think you had your first hit in 1957 to now, and how music has changed, and kind of get your perspective on how you see things.
Well, I mean, as I was one of the early ones. We had about three rock and roll stars in this country. There was Tommy, there was another guy, Terry Dean. Then I came along, and then it was Cliff, and then all the others followed on. But I love rock and roll. I mean, I started with it all those years in 57. So that means a lot to me. And I've always retained a certain amount of love for it. So I've never lost that feeling that it's great music. And you can still hear the influence today. Even now, after all that time, you can still hear little influences that definitely stem from rock and roll. And then, of course, later on, then a few years later, around about 3 or 4 years later, the Beatles came along. And I love the Beatles, so I didn't have a problem with the Beatles coming into the world. I thought they were fantastic, and I love their music. I love their writing. They were great songwriters. And I've followed music right up to the present day, really. I mean, I just adore music, whether it be classical or what. You know, I love classical music. I love all that. I like some of the pop songs today, but there's been a big change in the last couple of years, I think. I think people have, the structure of songs has been changing slightly. And that's because I think rap sort of tracks are coming in. And also I think the use of past hits, taking little sound bites off and put them into a track and then adding a rap or whatever is kind of it's a different thing for me. I'm not sure I'm not into that. I like songwriting, and I love writing songs, but rap to me is just great poetry, and I love poetry, so I can listen to rap and enjoy it. But I don't count rap as music. I just count it as a separate entity, which I know people don't agree with me, but that's me.
Yeah. Well, I you talk about pop songs. You've written a lot of pop songs. You've had pop song hits, but you've written a lot of pop songs throughout the years for a lot of different people, including your daughter, who we could talk about at some point if you'd like. But you, I don't know if people realize how many different hits you had, outside of, you know, the songs you've put out yourself.
I had a track which just about entered the American charts called Bad Boy. People down the street, whoever you meet, say I'm a bad boy. And then much later, of course, I didn't have American success after that, really, but came across to America, and I recorded there, which I enjoyed immensely. And Carole King, in actual fact, was the lady in charge of my backing vocals on several of my tracks that I cut in America. So it was quite an event. To meet Carole King was a great thrill, because an awesome talent. And then Kim's career came along with Kids in America, which went pretty high on the American charts. And also Kim had a song which we didn't write, which was number one in America, You Keep Me Hanging On. Yeah. we're very proud of, because I think we did a great version. I mean, I love Diana, don't get me wrong. I love Diana Ross. But I think Kim added something to it. It changed it a little bit. And it was a different kind of take on it. But I think it was a good take. We're very thrilled about that. And, you know, leading up to today, I still write. I'm still writing songs, giving them to people. And so it's an ongoing thing, really. But I mean, it's just my great love of music. Whether, as I say, I'm very eclectic. You know, I love all forms, all styles of music. And totally enjoy. That's one of the great thrills of my life, really. I think I've been blessed with that love of music.
You know, you talk about your daughter Kim Wilde, and I was a disc jockey when You Keep Me Hanging on the radio came out, and so I played that song. I mean, we had it in super heavy rotation. It played like every 4 hours. But when Kids in America came out, I was a club DJ, so I was very familiar with her. I was actually I'm a little younger than you, so I knew Kim before I discovered you. But what a thrill to put those two things together. And here we are talking. And matter of fact, you and Kim and your other children continue to collaborate.
Yes, we do. I mean, Ricky, who did all the original writing with me at the very beginning, still plays keyboards and guitar and organizes all Kim's shows. And also Roxanne, she's been singing with Kylie Minogue. She was with Kylie Minogue for about 10 years. And Kim is still obviously, you know, working everywhere, particularly in Europe and the UK, of course, but particularly all over Europe. She's been working this last year. And also this coming year, she has a great tours coming off again. So, and she's doing great business. So that's the important thing, I think, to try and keep, you know, try and keep something going in there, which is a lovely thing to be able to do.
Yeah, you you know, you talked about Endless Sleep being a hit.
The night was black, rain falling down. Looked for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. The sea, and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep.
But you had a hit with Sea of Love. It was huge in the UK, and you did Sea of Love, I believe, before, and a lot of people have done that song, but you were doing it before everybody else was doing it, and I love your version.
Do you remember when we met? That's the day I knew you were my babe. I wanna tell you how much I love you.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, obviously it was influenced by the song. Was a lovely song, a good chord structure. But we in the UK, it was the arranger's idea to add a harp. It wasn't mine, but it was a great idea. So it starts off with a full flowing harp, and the arpeggio behind me. This lovely young lady harpist who played at the time, and it kind of worked, you know, it just kind of did. So, you know, when you cover a track, you've got to be really careful, because most times, you know, I've covered other tracks which didn't really come off. I covered By the Time I Get to Phoenix, but I never did like my version of it. I mean, I love Glen Campbell, and I like the song is so gorgeous. And But in other songs that I recorded, Sea of Love, I was pleased with that result.
Yes. You, speaking of covers, you and Kim did a duet together on an Elton John song. Sorry, seems to be the hardest word I discovered recently, and I love that version.
What do I do when lightning strikes me?
We you know, Kim, we did a big concert for Elton and in London, and that was a real thrill. We sang it on stage, because I mean, Kim, we had obviously friends, several friends, close friends of Kim who went down with AIDS, which was absolutely tragic at the time. And there was a young fella that was a friend of Kim's who died, and he was in our minds when we were singing that song. It was quite poignant. It was quite special.
Did you ever meet Elvis?
No. What happened was I was a friend of Lamar Fyke, who was one of Elvis's close friends, and Lamarck was coming over. Elvis was based in Germany. Lamarck came over from Germany to see our show. We would do a television show called The Boy Meets Girls, and we became very friendly. And he said, I said I'd love to meet Elvis. He, I said, I've got, funny enough, I had Bad Boy was coming out as a track, and I said, I'd love to meet Elvis. He said, well, all right, I'll try and fix it for you. He said, I won't guarantee, but I'll try and fix it. And he said, I'll have to wait until Elvis is on furlough, which will be a weekend. So I said, oh, yeah, fine. So within a week, I think, well, within 2 weeks, he said, I've got a date for you. He said, he'd love to meet you. He's on furlough, so you'll be able to come across to Germany, spend a couple of days here with me, and we'll meet Elvis. And anyway, it was all set up, and I was just about to sort out tickets and get my luggage packed. And my manager said at the time, he said, Marty, he said, we've got a TV come in. He said, it's essential you do it. So I said, oh, I said, you know, I'm going to meet Elvis. He said, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, he said, you want to hit with this Bad Boy. He said, you better stay here and do the TV. So I, against my will, but I did it. I wanted to obviously have a hit. And so I said to Lamar Fyke, I said, Lamar, I'll give you a copy of Bad Boy. You play it to Elvis. And when you come back in the week following, tell me what he said. And he did play it to Elvis, and Elvis thought it would be a hit. So
he was right.
Way.
And he was right. That's awesome. That's a great story. And, you know, in 2020, you released an album called Running Together. And I had read, and it charted. And because of that, I had read that makes you a distinct person on the charts, being somebody who has had success either as a singer or a songwriter across 8 consecutive decades.
Yeah, I mean, when they told me, you know, you don't go around counting days or counting things and waiting for things, you know, that to happen. So when they told me, I was absolutely staggered, because I never realized, I really didn't. But again, it's this great love of music that I have. I mean, I adore music. So whatever happens, whether I was top of the charts or famous or unfamous, my love of music is undying.
Yeah. You have a new single coming out in April called is it Two Eyes?
Two Eyes Streaming, yeah.
Two Eyes Streaming. Tell me about that and how that came together.
Well, it's I got the title Two Eyes Streaming, and I thought it's a good title. It's a strong title. And I thought, right, let's try and get a melody. And I thought, well, the idea I had was with somebody who has had to say goodbye to somebody. And I thought, well, of all the people, all people all over the world have relatives or people they know who have to travel, not for a couple of days, but for a bit of time. You know, sometimes people on boats, you know, the sailors, the army people, and whatever, you know, and in this dangerous little world we live in, it's kind of a sad thing for a child and the mother, obviously. Although it can be a woman going away and the man being sad, but I built this around a young child and a woman waving goodbye to a guy on a nuclear sub. You know, that's the way I saw it. He was going to go out away for about 4 months or whatever under the sea, and he said, "Well, you know, don't cry too much. You know, I'm going to be writing, and you'll get my letters, and I'll be home, and this whole thing will be over soon." So it's kind of a poignant little song, and I'm glad I wrote it.
I will always love you in a million ways, and all the things I'm feeling now will never change. Oh no,
beautiful story. You are about to, believe it or not, I would embark on a little tour.
I am. I've got tours, shows right the way through about 23 or 30 or 30 or even 40, I suppose, by the time the year ends. I do odd shows, but it's all connected to one tour, which is called the Great Hits Tour. And I go everywhere in Great Britain. So it's just I love travel. I do. I love travel. I loved it. I mean, I was in America for a while. And I loved America. I love it to bits. Send my love to everybody out there. A great nation. And, you know, traveling is one of the joys, I think, of being an artist. You can get, you know, you do get to meet people, different dialects, different races, and you just get a nice balance of the world.
Is that what keeps you going out on the road and being creative? It's just, I mean, you don't sound like you have any intention of retiring. So, I mean, it's just that love of music. You've said it a number of times. That's what keeps you going and getting out there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that would stop me, obviously, would be injuries, some sort of injury, Steve. You know, if I'm in a precarious sort of age, and if at that age, you know, anything can happen. And so I just appreciate each day and get on with it, and, you know, get on with my life and do the very best I can. I think it's important to try as hard as you can. Sometimes, you know, people don't always give their best. And I think you have to, when you're in certain jobs, you've got to give your best. You have to. It's an unwritten law.
Yeah. Where can people go? Do you have a website where people can go to see your tour schedule so they can make sure if there's a show near them, they can, they know when it's coming up and get some tickets to come see you?
I think probably we've got one of those martywild.com things, you know, which I'm not au fait with, but my office are, and my organization are. So you can always find out where I am. And Google have me in their sites. And funny enough, I have to click onto Google to find out my dates sometimes.
That's how you find out yourself?
To find out. It makes you laugh because on Google it says, and how much, and how old is Marty? Then it says, and how much is he worth? I didn't look at that section. It just makes me smile. I mean, as if anyone could tell you that. They can't tell me what I'm worth. They could only guess, and that would be at the best, you know.
Marty, it has been a pleasure talking to you. You've made me smile this entire conversation. I wish you nothing but success with the new single and the tour, and good health, and hopefully maybe you'll find your way back over here to America and do a few shows.
Yeah, well, you send my love to America, a great, great nation. We love you very much. For UK has always been very, very close to America. We love you, so take care, all of you, and thank you, Steve. And let's hope I can get over to see you sometime.
Thank you, Marty. Hope to talk to you again.
Thank you, Steve.
For questions or comments, email Steve at steveryan.songoftheday@gmail.com.